Thank you for joining us. Hour number two of this, the Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I am back on the air after a year hiatus, and it is people like Phil Liberatore from IRS Problem Solver that I can say is responsible for me getting back on the air. He's one of my two primary sponsors, as well as Home Comfort USA, Phil and Kenatina Starr. Phil is a great guy. We went to high school together, and his area of expertise is taxes. Now, you may think, ugh. In fact, I do. Every year, I just kind of dread the whole process, right? But I've been going to Phil. He actually saved me. About 7 years ago, I got audited out of the blue, and I don't need to go into my, at the time, sad story. But Phil turned everything around. He really does have a relationship with the IRS. And I know it's not necessarily tax season, but let me just tell you, if you file taxes, if you haven't done it in a long time, if you've got some struggles, Phil Liberatore can help you. And there's two ways to reach out to him. If you do reach out to him, tell him I sent you. He will take care of you. StopIRSPain.com is their website. And you can also call 877, the number 6, Solver. S-O-L-V-E-R. 877-6-SOLVER. Phil was funny. He's a friend I've known forever. Again, we went to high school together. He called me this week. He said, did you mention me on the air last week? And I'm like, well, yeah, Phil, you're a sponsor. He said, I got a call from a really nice man who hasn't filed in a while, and we took care of him. So if that's you, if you're in a situation where you've got a bit of concern about taxes, Phil will take care of you. StopIRSPain.com, 877, the number 6, Solver. So a number of years ago, I kind of knew Coach John Wooden. Some of you know of Coach Wooden's reputation. He was a coach at UCLA, 10 national championships. But more than anything, even more than that, he was a follower of Jesus Christ. He was an incredible man. Still, some of his books are available, his teachings, his Woodenisms, the Pyramid of Success. And he was a friend of Vin Scully's. In fact, in their latter days, Vin Scully and John Wooden sat down with T.J. Simers, who was an acquired taste at the time, and they did this interview. I remember it was broadcast on television. Phenomenal. Vin Scully, John Wooden, cut out of the same jib. Some of you grew up in Southern California. We were spoiled. Basketball, we had Chick Hearn. Right? Baseball, Vin Scully. So many people have honored Vin Scully in his passing this week, with audio clips and commentary. There's two particular audio clips I just want to share with you. And man, could Vin tell stories. One of the reasons I got into radio was because of Vin Scully. I used to have a transistor radio under my pillow when I was like 12 or 13 because I had to go to sleep and go to school. But I'd listen to the Dodger game under my pillow and just listen to this man weave stories into him talking and calling a baseball game. So here's one of my favorite clips that I found this week, Vin talking about how he, in essence, fell in love with the sport of baseball.
On this day, October the 2nd, 1936, a little redheaded kid was walking home from school, went by a Chinese laundry, and I'll tell you the rest of the story, but let's get back to the game.
Yeah, the little kid, not quite 9, 8 3/4, leaving grammar school on his way home. And I went by a Chinese laundry. That's way outside. 2 balls and no strikes. And the line score of a baseball game was pasted on the window. And it showed Game 2 of the World Series with the Yankees beating the Giants 18-4 as Turner fouls the ball back. There it was, Game 2. Imagine a reserve seat cost $5. Well, anyway, as that little redheaded kid looked and saw, oh, wow, the poor Giants. That was my reaction. And so I became not only a Giants fan, but a big fan of baseball. And I was able to exercise my instinct. The pitch to Turner is away, 2-1. Because my school was less than 20 blocks to the old Polo Grounds where the New York Giants played. And because I was a member of the Police Athletic League, Catholic Youth Organization, I could game free from Monday to Friday. We got out of school at 2:30. The Giant games were 3:15. And so I could go to the ball game. And so I just fell in love with baseball. Most of the time, I was in center field. Now, center field in the Polo Grounds was 483 feet away as Turner strikes out, one down. So I would sit in the bleachers and I would cheer and I would watch and I just loved the Giants. Well, the point of the whole story is this. My first love was October the 2nd, 1936. Second game of the World Series. Today is October the 2nd, 2016. A lot of time has gone by. Exactly 80 years to the minute from that day.
Boy, you talk about a gift. Even if you don't like baseball, how can you not love listening to a Vin Scully broadcast? Wayman was cracking me up listening to that. Like, Vin's telling the story. Alone outside, ball one. I mean, he would just weave it in, like, just so as a matter of fact. And my goodness, this man has been such a blessing. In fact, one other audio clip I want to play speaks for itself. I believe it's the time where Vin was about ready to call it a day. And I think it's something along the lines of entitled His Wish for Us. Listen to the late, great Vin Scully.
You know, friends, so many people have wished me congratulations on a 67-year career in baseball, and they've wished me a wonderful retirement with my family. And now, all I can do is tell you what I wish for you. May God give you for every storm a rainbow, for every tear a smile, for every care a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life seems, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song and an answer for each prayer. You and I have been friends for a long time, but I know in my heart that I've always needed you more than you've ever needed me. And I'll miss our time together more than I can say. But you know what? There will be a new day and eventually a new year. And when the upcoming winter gives way to spring, oh, rest assured, once again, it will be time for Dodger baseball. So this is Vin Scully wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon wherever you may be.
You know, it's, for me, hard to listen to that and not get a little choked up. This man was such a large part of our lives for so many years. In fact, I want to be respectful to you, our KBC family. If you have a Vin Scully story you want to share, you can call 800-222-KABC. We may get a full board. We may not get any calls. I don't know. But I was prompted before I got on the air. A few people on Facebook asked me if I was going to talk about Vin Scully and if you're going to take calls. I said, absolutely. So if you have anything you want to add, 800-222-KABC. If you want to talk about Vin Scully, maybe for a short segment. I met him the last time when I was doing my afternoon program. We did a remote from the Rose Bowl. I want to say that they had some type of presentation there, and Vin Scully was there. Some of the photos are on my Frank Sontag Show Facebook page. My producer at the time, Son Edom, and I broadcast there, and it was incredible. I mean, just being around Vin Scully, that was a buzz. But the guy was the consummate professional. They are few and far between. The love of a craft by which you continue to hone your skills. I don't know if Vin Scully was ever asked, and I may be wrong, but I suspect if anyone had asked him. So early on, Vin, to many years later, Did you think you were really good early on? Yeah, I would suspect he'd laugh and go, no, I've learned a lot, and I'm still learning. And for me, that's what it's about. I've been in radio 35-plus years. I still have a long way to go in terms of being a good broadcaster. But I will tell you this. One ingredient that is mandatory is to love this. And I do love it. I have a love-hate relationship with radio, but I do love this medium where I can come in and get behind a cylinder and talk, and who knows who's listening. At any time, anything can happen. I love live talk radio. And when you think about the life of Vin Scully, it will go on. I mean, his name will be synonymous with Dodger baseball, and yet Vin was so much more than that. So to the Scully family, we love you. We're praying for you. And my goodness, I suspect there was a moment when Vin heard, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." And I think maybe him and Coach John Wooden are having a good laugh or two right about now. 800-222-KABC. If I can be really honest here, I'm not sure where we're going to go, but sometime this hour, I'm going to share the top five worst foods that could actually impact you. In fact, maybe we'll do that next. We have open lines as well, 800-222-KABC. You're always more than welcome to call into this program that we call The Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to The Frank Sontag Show on Talk Radio 790 KABC. If you are new to the program, or if you've listened somehow on and off for my, I guess, career for more than 30 years, thank you and welcome to the program. We do live in a day and age where social media is not going anywhere. Even though I struggle with social media, I think it is important and can be used constructively. That being said, if you don't follow me at all, I am on all the usual sites, both myself, Frank Sontag, both this radio program, The Frank Sontag Show, and my men's ministry, which I'm going to talk about for a brief moment. It's KMG Ministries, as in Kingdom Men's Gathering, KMG Ministries. We are a Christian-based men's ministry, not a church base. And we believe that the greatest crisis in America is the lack of men being men. Excuse me. And so we encourage, we challenge men to step up. Now, if you're a woman listening right now, this impacts you too. When we think about fatherlessness, the epidemic of fatherlessness in our culture, how many moms have raised their children or are raising their children right now as mom and dad? And I think part of the challenge is we live in a time where men are really beat up. We live in a time when, hard to believe, that there at least is a loud outcry that there's no such thing as just two genders. Or there's something called toxic masculinity, by which to be a man is just bad news. I'll never forget, I took a call on my previous radio program one afternoon from a young man that went to a local university, of which I won't name it. But he said he was forced to stand up in his class and apologize for being a man. Can you imagine? Not only the message that this sends to younger men. I mean, when I look at the younger generation, and I'm not going to over-stereotype or over-generalize, but my goodness, where are the male role models that they look up to? Please hear me closely. I'm not arguing for the macho man, right? The guy that goes out and opens a beer with his teeth or, you know, gets in a brawl the moment someone looks at him the wrong way. That's not what I'm talking about. But manhood, masculinity, biblical manhood, where men are made a certain way. I was in the bank the other day, and the bank teller was a young guy, and he had nails on, and he had his hair kind of colored. He was very effeminate. I had one of my KMG shirts on. Our logo is a big cross above the M. And he asked me what that was. And I said, this is my men's ministry. And he kind of, you know, winced a little bit. And I said to him, manhood is a bit of a challenge these days. He goes, is it ever? Right? We're lacking discipleship alongside of not only young men, but a lot of grown men have been taken off the battlefield. They've done dumb things in their life. They've walked away from marriages, or they've stopped having conversations with children they've walked away from, and they just have been taken out and think there's no reconciliation, no answer. And we at KMG, we say nonsense. Nonsense. Today's the day where you can begin to turn everything around. But see, in my circles of faith, we believe there's an enemy that lies to you and shames you and is the great accuser. And there's so many men that we meet that are just defeated, are just broken, are beat up. They just think they're nothing. There's nothing that they can contribute to the world. And we say, God didn't make any mistakes. Get up. We're all going to get knocked down, but don't ever give up. Or start right now. We have mentorship classes, leadership classes, Bible studies. We have events. September the 24th, we're doing a big event in Thousand Oaks at a church called Godspeak. We have our retreat in October. Come on up to the mountains with us. Nothing better. It's my favorite time of the year to go up in the fall with a bunch of dudes that are just, you know, looking to kind of get it together and hang out and share stories and be honest with each other. And then we hope to go to Phoenix in November. So if there's any way we can help you, and especially if you're a woman, you have a young son, or if you're struggling, you need counseling of some type, we partner with LaVie Counseling Centers. We've got resources all through our website. Go to franksontag.com. We have the seven pillars. We partner with groups. If you're an older man and you want to mentor a young man that has no father, we partner with a ministry called Fathers in the Field. Army of Love is another wonderful group of people that are just that. They're an army of love, helping and assisting and loving people. So we'd like to think we're a bit of a bright light in a dark world. And if you find out more about us, I think you'll be encouraged. But when it comes to manhood and being a man, my goodness, God made men and women both uniquely different and equal. And I'm excited for the next few months and some of the events that we're going to be involved in and with. So go to kmgministries.com or franksontag.com and let us know if we can serve you, assist you, or help you or disciple you in any way. All right, Bob in Santa Clarita has been on hold for quite a while. It says Tesla Real Story. I don't know what that means, but Bob, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC. Thank you, Bob. Thanks for your patience.
Oh, of course. Where would we be without patience? You know, we wouldn't be if we didn't have patience. I have to tell you this story. A buddy of mine applied for a job with Tesla while they're still here in California. And that was a few months back. And after the interview, my friend said to the Tesla HR guy, I guess the electric cars are going to be a real boon for the environment and to help reduce climate change. And the Tesla HR guy said, it has nothing to do with the environment or climate change. He said, it's all about tracking. That's why they were pushing electric cars. They'll all be tracked through the 5G system, and they want to give people carbon credits. If you exceed your credits, they can deactivate your car. That's why they're pushing electric. it's not for the benefit of anybody, but for those who want to control the rest.
Now, hearing this story, my question is, have you done any follow-up by which listeners say, well, is there information I can find out about this other than a story that's hearsay?
Well, he did tell them that the electric cars all have an electrical code. Each car has its own unique code, which the Department of Transportation will have access to. So that part you can research. But the truth is that they want to issue what they call carbon credits in the future.
Yep.
So that if you exceed your account, they will then take action to remedy that.
Right. I think, and I may be way out of line here because I'm guessing. I don't read a lot on this, but I think they're doing some of this in other parts of the world. I won't say specific countries, but this is not something that is necessarily just potentially here in the United States.
We're the most difficult country for them to conquer. In parts of Europe, South America, they've already developed the social credit system. America, thankfully, has people who love liberty and love individualism. So we have a strong spirit about that. Other countries don't have the same nature, so they're much easier to persuade into this system. But
but
that's what their plan is. People have to be aware of it. The only thing that will change their plans is our awareness. And if we remain ignorant, they will take advantage of that. And that's exactly what they want to do. They want to take advantage of our ignorance.
Bob, I appreciate your call. We're going to leave it at that. Thank you for calling. It reminds me of, I mean, being realistic here, our smartphones. I mean, if you don't think in some ways we're being tracked, or at least our habits or our interests are being tracked, I'm not quite sure what to tell you. But this is the day and age that we live in, right? Private information is rare now. Everything can be found basically on the internet, et cetera, et cetera. So what do? Well, you be intentional about your decisions and how you partake. I don't want to sit here and broad stroke Tesla or necessarily say that's the anomaly or the exception, because these are the times we live. The other day I was talking to a friend about a product, and then it wasn't but a few hours when on my Facebook feed it popped up. So, you know, that wasn't a big coinkydink, right? Did that freak me out? Maybe a little bit. But I'm not naive, but I'm kind of the glass full guy, right? You can really go dark these days. There's enough out there by which, you never leave the house. Things are potentially so freak-out worthy. But I say, again, my motto, live every day to the fullest. Life is beautiful. Life is intrinsically good. All right, when we continue, you like to eat? How about the top five worst foods that could shorten your life expectancy? We're going to weigh into this one. We're going to kind of have a little fun, too. More of that, much more in that, coming up next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blue.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. A little Mark Cohn for you. We are grateful whenever you join us, spend a little time with us. I'm going to share a very quick story, and then we're going to get into the top five worst foods that could shorten your life expectancy, at least according to this. We're going to have some fun with it, too. Many years ago, I tried out to be a news anchor. And I'm not going to get into the particulars, but I was offered a gig. This is going back, gosh, I think it was 90s. I was offered the job with one stipulation. In 1984, I had a motorcycle crash and I started losing my hair, partly from the crash. I suspect part of it was genetics. But in the 90s, those of you that were around back then, most news anchors were not bald. They'd either have a full head of hair, or there was a time bad toupes were kind of in, toupees. So it was suggested to me that I could do this anchor gig if I put a rug on. Now, call me. Trisha's like, what? Call me, I don't know, stubborn, pride fill, whatever it was. But I'm like, no way I'm going to wear a toupee. So I turned the gig down. And it was for pretty good bank. And I'll be honest, I look back and I think about that story every once in a while. Like, I'd be in a different situation, or obviously it would have impacted me differently. I share all of that to tell you this. Now, there's aesthetics. I was in the movie industry for a while. I did a few movies. I never had makeup on in my life. You put makeup on in a movie. I did color commentary on cable TV for a while. And so you start thinking about how you come off on a camera. And so I've kind of had a bad taste in my mouth about men and looks and, you know, Hollywood. Gosh, many years ago, I did a movie with, I'm just going to say it, Rob Lowe. And Rob is a good-looking dude. I mean, you know, actors have a look about them, right? They're the beautiful people. And so why am I telling you this story? Number one, I have a laugh about the gig, the on-air gig. But the other thing is, next week I'm going to have my friend in studio, I think, or on the phone from RejuVU. His name is Dr. John Shea. Hear me for a moment. He helps sponsor this program, and he gets a really bad rap. Because when people hear something like RejuVU, they think, oh, it's all aesthetics, you know, facelifts, nose jobs, all that stuff. Couldn't be further from the truth. The first time I met Dr. Shea, he's a brilliant man. He said, you know the biggest organ in the body? I don't know. Nose? He goes, it's your skin. And I'm like, what? It's true. They believe at RejuVU, they've kind of got this creed that it's about repairing and restoring the body. They believe the body has regenerative properties. So they do great stuff, both aesthetically for your face and everything else, and also for your body. Like, I tore my rotator cuff about 6 months ago. I went and I got PRP. My rotator is fine now. They are a place that perpetuates healing properties. And so I want to tell you, if that sounds like anything you might be interested in, or maybe you want to give your wife a really nice present, call them or go online. RejuVU.com is their website. Or you can make an appointment, 626-551-4800. 626-551-4800, RejuVU.com. They are amazing people, John and Floyd Shea. I love them immensely, and they do great work in our community. All right, where are we here? We've got about 7-8 minutes. I want to read this story because it's, well, first of all, let me read it to you. And it's like, really? Really? It starts out this way. It's under health news from a website, thesun.com. Every bite you eat could add or knock off minutes or even years from your life, according to research. Again, take this lightly. Science has always shown that an unhealthy diet has highly unfavorable outcomes, contributing sometimes to severe disease. But day to day, we don't often think about how individual food choices impact how long we're going to live. Experts at the University of Michigan now have calculated the health burden of different foods, becoming the first to put concrete scores on your favorite snacks. Get ready. The study published in the journal Nature Food is based around healthy life expectancy, the length of time a person has a good quality of life and is disease-free. The scientists behind the findings calculated the direct influence of some 6,000 various meals, snacks, and diets. The university hopes that the findings will encourage people to make better choices for themselves. And they've got something called the Health Nutritional Index. Takes into account all aspects of a product's life cycle, including how it's produced, harvested, processed, consumed, disposed of, as well as how calorific and nutritionally beneficial or detrimental a food was. So get ready. Check this out. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 foods. Minutes lost, minutes gained. They say literally, well, let me give you an example. We'll start in the middle. If you eat French fries, you're going to gain a minute and a half in your life. I don't know how that comes out. You think French fries are fat bombs, but you gain a minute and a half. You eat a piece of cheddar cheese, you're going to lose 1.4 minutes. We're going to work our way out. Wait to hear the extremes. Avocado will increase your life by 2.8 minutes. Makes sense. Tomatoes, 3.8 minutes. Have a tomato. You're going to live 3.8 minutes longer. And again, have some fun with this. Bacon, oh man, how can you not eat bacon? Well, you're going to lose 6.4 minutes off your life for every piece of bacon you eat. Pizza, you're going to lose 7.8 minutes. A double cheeseburger, 8.8 minutes. You're going to lose off your life. Now, there are two detrimental foods and three beneficial foods I save for the end. And I think more than anything, I read this to you just to have a little fun with it. And also, think about what you eat. If you have a banana today, you're going to gain 13 and a half minutes in your life. Bananas are good for you. In fact, it's equal if you eat a piece of baked salmon. You're going to gain 13 and a half minutes in your life. If you drink a soft drink, you're going to lose 12.4 minutes of your life. Soft drinks, we know, are not really good for you. Now, we saved the best and the worst for last. You ready? Wayman, should I read the best food or the worst food to start here? Okay. Wayman says start the best. Get ready. You will gain more than 33 minutes of life if you eat, wait for it, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. How perfect is that? 33.1 minutes gained, according to the University of Michigan researchers, if you have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's like, really? Peanut butter and jelly, you would think, not so good. But this is, look, take this for what you will. I should do the disclaimer. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of, you know, KABC Radio, whatever. But this is a study. Now, the worst, you will lose, according to this research study at the University of Michigan, more than 36 minutes you're going to lose in your life if you eat this one food. If you have a hot dog. I wish we were on camera right now between Wayman and Trish. I'm 36.3 minutes you're going to lose if you have a friggin' hot dog. Are you kidding me? Now, look, I found the study. I found the story. It's kind of fun. I think it's legitimate, but at the very least, it kind of makes you think about what you put in terms of food and how you eat. So to recap, probably the best thing you can eat is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich followed by baked salmon and a banana. Worst things, pizza, double cheeseburger, soft drink, and a hot dog. Oh, I have a fun story for you. I think I've got a minute here. I was a vegan for a year and a half of my life and a vegetarian for 8.5 years. I met a woman, fell in love, and it was all about diet. So I did it, right? I broke my vegan fast. I went to Dodger Stadium and had three Dodger dogs. Sicker than a dog, but it was one of the most incredible nights of my life. And little did I know, I lost, 36 minutes per hot dog off my life. All right. Kind of dumb, kind of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. All right. We got some calls on the screen, 800-222-KABC. And when we continue, we're going to talk a little bit about masks. And some researchers have found some very interesting things out about if you wear a mask a lot. Shocking, right? 800-222-KABC. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show, as we continue next.
I can change the world.
Oh, man, this is good stuff. This is Ben Harper. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Had a little fun with the top five worst foods. Already got an email from a listener said I can never eat a hot dog again. Look, diet, exercise, right? It's just something to think about. But I find it, eat a banana after the hot dog. Trisha's got the answer right there. Little bad, little good, right? But I'll say this, and then we'll take some calls. In fact, I've got, last segment here, a lot to share. In fact, where am I? Let me do this first. Air conditioning. It's hot out. I've said this before. I take air conditioning for granted. Years ago, I did a mission trip to Haiti. Man, we stayed in a hotel, no AC. It was not good. I was like, this is just misery. So here's the deal. Home Comfort USA, Ken and Tina Starr, that's partly how I'm back on the air. They're sponsoring the program to help me back on the air. They have an opportunity for you. They've bought too many Lennox air conditioning systems. They have an overstock situation. So if you get one, you'll get $2,000 back, no payments for a year. It's a win-win. And why not call them and at least schedule an appointment? Have them check out your AC unit. You may be taking things for granted. You may regret it. When the AC goes out, then that's big trouble. Visit homecomfortusa.com or you can call them at 888-862-1929. 888-862-1929. Ken and Tina Starr from Home Comfort USA. Let's talk to Brent in Los Angeles. Brent, you are on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello, Mr. Sontag. This is the first time I've listened to you, but it's definitely not going to be the last. And you had me at Vin Scully, and it really touched a nerve. You know, I was never at all a sports fan, a professional sports fan, but I ended up realizing when he passed away that I had just always loved him. And I think it was about his heart and his humor and his humility and his humanity. And he just transcended sports. And so when you brought that up, I was just so thrilled to hear that you were thinking that way.
Brent, I appreciate the call. Thank you for sharing about Vin Scully. And I would echo your sentiments. When I would listen to Vin Scully, it would be less about him announcing a Dodger baseball game and more of him just sharing and storytelling. And when he retired a handful of years ago, he's been missed for sure. And I hope you call again sometime. Thank you for calling tonight. Couple of mask stories. One, uncontrolled disposal of used masks is resulting in the release of microplastics and copollutants into the environment. Researchers in China, Japan, and Korea have found, you know, getting rid of masks, it's creating and wreaking havoc in the environment. Although we don't hear that, right? Early on, wear your mask. And then if that's not enough, I'm going to share this story and then we'll kind of wind it down. I'll give you a good anecdote to counteract what I'm going to share with you on this one. Several pathogenic microbes have been identified and quantified on masks worn during the pandemic. This is a new Japanese study published in Scientific Reports. The study is one of the first to address the probable hygiene issues caused by bacterial and fungal growth on masks worn daily in the community. Quote, since masks can be a direct source of infection to the respiratory tract, digestive tract, and skin, it is crucial to maintain their hygiene to prevent bacterial and fungal infections, end quote. Bacteria and fungi, it was the last time I shared the word fungi on the air, were collected from the three types of masks, gauze, polyurethane, and nonwoven. Researchers found that the face side of the masks had more bacteria, whereas the outer side of the mask contained more fungi. From their findings, the authors of the study suggest that people with a weakened immune system should, quote, avoid repeated use of masks to prevent microbial infection, end quote. Epidemiologist and researcher Dr. Paul Alexander says there are over 150 studies and articles that conclude cloth and surgical masks are not effective in slowing the spread of COVID-19 and actually do more harm. Alexander wrote an op-ed piece in February, quote, to date, the evidence has been stable and clear that masks do not work to control the virus, and they can be harmful, especially to children, end quote. I've never bought the whole mask thing. There's enough research out there, and I think it's virtue signaling. So, and thank goodness the fake Dr. Barbara Ferrer had enough sense to know that those of us in L.A. County weren't going to have it, and she backed off. So we'll see where we go from here, right? Hearing about monkeypox now. I've got a couple of minutes. Let me share a thought as we wind down. Now, you may be on the 405 freeway, you may be at home, you may be listening to this on one of our podcasts at franksontag.com. You may have been with us from the beginning. I believe this is our sixth broadcast, 6 weeks we've been on. This is a new program on AM 790 KABC. I really want your feedback. I'd love to hear what you think of this show. Many people, glad I'm back on the air. Oh, just so glad you're back on the air. Thank you. It's good to be back on the air. Some of you have never heard me before. I got two emails last week from people that don't like me. Here's where I hope to go in the coming weeks and months. We're going to do segments by which it's either what's your gripe or, you know, if you disagree, we're only going to allow callers on the air that disagree with me. Not to be sensationalistic or confrontative, just to have conversations by which we disagree respectfully. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm sick of cancel culture where there's only this one view. Many years ago, I hosted forums at Cal Poly Pomona. They were forums by which they were based in debate. And I somehow was the moderator. I got stuck in the middle. That's a story in and of itself for another time. But I would sit in the middle and I'd have somebody on my left, somebody on my right, and they would debate. Remember when we used to have debates? Not so much these days. This is about control. This is about the one right answer, the only right answer. And so I'd really like to know your thoughts. I want this program to not only be informative and thought-provoking and challenging, I'd like it to be a bit of humor and levity and maybe, oh, I don't know, a whole array of other things as well. I'm not driving into L.A. just to go on the air for 2 hours and do nothing constructive. This is meaningful. Trish works hard here. She also is, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what she does outside of the station. She's an actress. Do I say actress or actor? Right? This day and age, you can't say actress. And Wayman, the show is not possible without his ingenuity and ability to run the board and make sure everything is up and running and et cetera, et cetera. This is an endeavor. There's more I could say, but I want to leave it at that and just say this. My prayer is that this program will grow, that you will have a sense that you're involved, that we can maybe create something out of this. That's why I hope maybe within the next week to have a location, an auditorium where we can meet maybe once a month and I can do a frank talk and we can just kind of chop things out outside of the radio airwaves. But I just think time is such a precious gift. And what do we do with our time? What are we doing right now? How can we better ourselves? How can we learn from each other? I think information is something that is so precious. There's a big difference between information, knowledge, and wisdom. I think it's appropriate to inform yourself. The brain is a muscle. Exercise it. Then when you talk about knowledge, knowledge is information gained. But oh boy, for me, where I perk up is in the area of wisdom. And that has to do with life experience. That has to do with going from believing something to knowing something. And if we can exchange our life experience with each other, learn from each other, we're social creatures. We need each other. I need you. I hope and pray maybe there's a day where you have that same experience of me, and the medium is this radio program. If we can do anything for you, please reach out to us. Email me at franksontag.com. Follow us on social media. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. And find out more about my men's ministry. We are here to serve this community of which we care and love a great deal and attempt to disseminate truth in such challenging times where darkness seems to be on the up, but light is the answer. And we hope and pray that we are a light to you. It's been my honor to be here. Wayman, thank you. Tricia, thank you. KABC, thank you as well. And Lord willing, we'll be back next week for another Frank Sontag Show. In the interim, if you missed any of this program, you can listen to the entire podcast at franksontag.com. Have a great night. God bless you. Until next week, this is Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.